was a funny joke. It's like, bro, what are you doing?
Okay, fair to that. And then we are going to talk about Logic's new album. What did you think of that? We talked about this last week, but I hadn't listened to the full thing, and now I have, so...
I personally thought half the album was good, half the album was bad.
I agree with that a lot. Like, I like his Bobby Tarantino albums a lot better.
Really? Yeah. I do not like his Bobby Tarantino albums more than Young Sinatra. Because Young Sinatra, it's like, that's how Logic like kind of started off. So he's like going back to his old ways and how he just used to spit and not like talk about problems or anything. He would just go in.
Hmm. Which, Bobby Tarantino 1 was easily my favorite.
Which Bobby Tarantino, 1 or 2?
1.
Bobby Tarantino. Yeah. I liked Bobby Tarantino 1 a lot, and I thought 2 was good, too. But Young Sinatra 4, you get, like, every kind of Logic rap you can get put into 1. Without him talking about all the world's problems and all that, you can just sit down and just listen to it and not have to be thinking about all the lyrics all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, how they, like you were saying, they didn't flow together. The verses didn't really go together.
Mm-mm.
And the voice change just, like, wasn't smooth.
It was kind of like, hey, you do half the album and I'll do half the album. And we'll just kind of combine it and hope it works. That's kind of what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, for real. It was like, you know what? I feel like I don't want to write a whole album. I'm kind of lazy. So we'll split this in half, get a couple features. They can help us out.
Hey, maybe it'll work.
And then, you know, we can go to B-Dubs and watch football after this.
We need just one hit song.
One hit song.
Then people will listen.
The album's trending because it is Little Baby and Gunna.
Yeah, but like...
And there's an audience for them. There's a big audience. So that's why they're gonna trend now and they're going to stay trending, that album, for quite a while.
I don't think it'll stay trending.
I don't know. Most of the music this year that's going to drop has already dropped. So
Kanye.
I don't think the...
Black Friday.
Yeah, that's still
that's
a while
so
away.
Yeah.
But I think the music charts aren't going to change a whole lot. Unless Chance the Rapper decides to drop his album or other albums come out.
I actually think Lil Wayne's album will bump back up slowly once Little Baby's becomes less new.
Well,
or Logic's.
Logic's album's not going to bump up.
You don't think so?
The highest point it got to was 4.
That's
and
true.
I don't see it getting any higher than that. Because it's like Logic's a good artist, but he doesn't have as big a fan base as all these other rappers
in
the game.
That's true.
So I don't think he can get above 4. Honestly, I think it will decline fast.
But when, like, I don't know. I had a
good
train
point.
Of thought.
Good point. I was thinking the same thing.
No, I had a train of thought and I lost it.
But Logic's album, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 5 weeks it's down to, like, the 20th album or something like that. I don't think it's going to stay top charts for long.
Oh, I got my point. When an album, an ad popped up on my computer, or a notification or whatever. So, when an album first releases, I've seen many of them. I've seen the first one, though. So they're making another one that's coming out this year, and it has some of the original cast, and they're making it, like, present day.
So all the
cast
are just going to be really old?
Yeah, but that's the point. That's the point of it. It fits the story, because they're saying, like...
How are they going to run away when they're on their canes, you know what I mean?
They're not that old. I mean, it's only
20
years.
Wait, were they kids?
Huh? They were supposed to be like teenagers, so and they would have been like 20 or something. Then you had.
Oh, so okay.
So
they're like they're 40, 45.
No, they're older than that.
Like
50? 50, 60. Yeah. I would have to look up. I'm probably
getting.
Well,
then a couple of them might be running with canes.
I'm getting the dates wrong for these movies, I want to say.
But my favorite horror movie, I love the Saw series.
I haven't seen it. I can't find it on anything.
Literally, honestly, I got them all on DVD. I'm a DVD, like, I have so many DVDs.
Mm.
So I watch, like, if I'm like, wow, this movie's not on Netflix or Hulu, I look in my DVD collection, chances are it's there.
Jealous. I have a lot of DVDs from, like, okay, so I went to Walmart with my friend the other day, and they were selling Stephen King movies. So I bought, like... They were in packs, so, like, there was one that had 7 movies and the other had 6, and I got it for, like, $30 or something. I was really excited. Now I have, like, 19 hours worth of Stephen King movies to watch. Oh, but Halloween came out in 1978, so now it's supposed to be taking out in 2018.
That was
so
a couple years ago.
40 years later. You know? A
couple years ago,
20,
know?
40, same thing. Fine.
But, one movie that I still have yet to see. I've seen the original It, but I want to see the new remade It.
I haven't seen the whole original one.
It's not worth your time.
But
like I feel like I've talked about this before,
we have.
And it was so bad.
but it's like no a classic. Build up.